State lawmakers will meet again in a few weeks to try and agree on a single balanced budget. The session came screeching to a halt last week when the Florida House suddenly adjourned 3 days early. One disagreement was over the expansion of Medicaid. The Senate supports a form of it using federal money to fund private coverage. The House and Governor Scott want no part of that. Health News Florida editor Mary Shedden speaks with special correspondent Carol Gentry about the impasse and why there are signs the two sides will not be any closer to an agreement by the time that special session rolls around.
Is it true what House leaders say, that Medicaid accounts for one-third of the Florida budget?
Federal government pays most of the freight for Medicaid. If you take out all the federal dollars from the state budget, it's really closer to a fourth.
The House also maintains that expanding the program would be a big burden to Florida taxpayers, especially down the road. Is that the case?
There's the short term and there's the long term. Between now and the end of next year, there's 100% federal funding for any kind of approved expansion. So obviously that's the time to get in on it, which is what the Senate was thinking. After that, it tapers to 90% federal funding. And so that's where the economists come in. Even the state's chief economist testified last week that in the Senate plan, if you add and subtract all the different factors, that the state actually comes out ahead financially, even though they have to come up with a 10% match. And the reason is that some of the things that the expanded Medicaid Senate plan would do, it would cover some things that the state is already paying for, medically needy, for example, or the mental health and drug abuse plans.
You talked to Rachel Garland, who's associate director of the Kaiser Family Foundation's Commission on Medicaid and the Uninsured, and she had something to say about how Florida and other states are looking at the cost.
The Institute of Medicine did a very comprehensive series of studies of what effect having insurance makes on people's lives, and found by and large that having insurance, whether it's public or private, makes you better off than having no coverage at all.
So one of the other arguments that the House is using is that Medicaid isn't as good as private insurance. What's that really mean in terms of what Florida's doing?
There are a couple of ways of looking at this, and what makes it tricky is that a statement can be true but totally misleading. So you will hear different House leaders say that, oh, such and such a study found that the outcomes were worse for Medicaid patients than they were for patients on private insurance. Are we really looking at the same population? A true statement that's misleading is like if you ask your little boy if he took cookies out of the cookie jar and he says, "No, Mama, I promise I didn't." And maybe he's telling the truth, but maybe he got his little sister to do it for him. It's technically true, but it's misleading because the population was sicker to start with.
What's this mean when legislators eventually get back to Tallahassee? Are all these issues, all these talking points going to be the same, or do you think there are going to be some changes?
I've been really struck by the remarkable tenacity of the points that the House leaders make. They just keep saying year after year after year the same talking points, even when the system changes. For example, they keep saying, we don't want a government takeover of health care. Well, actually, Medicaid has gone private in Florida. Florida has turned over all its Medicaid patients to private HMOs. And so there's very little difference between one kind of health insurance and another these days.
Health News Florida special correspondent Carol Gentry with editor Mary Shedden. There is much more about the debate along with other health-related issues in Tallahassee on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.